railway service stations because I do quite a bit of driving. I quite enjoy a motorway.
Judy Jones.
Repetition of quite.
It's yes,
so
quite
early
a bit.
On. So early on. I let myself down there. I do.
So, Josie, a correct challenge, a point to you and the subject. 51 seconds available. Motorway service stations starting now.
I find motorway service stations at night very scary places. I'm sure somebody must have made a horror film about them. All the shops are closed, but there is the toilet sign, blinking neon. I go in, there's no one there, just the drip, drip, drip.
What's happening? The repetition god has taken over my brain.
A very natural thing to do.
Isn't it? Yes. But it's true, isn't it? They're scary.
Paul, you challenge first.
Yes, too many drips.
Too many drips. And you get a point, of course. You take over the subject. 32 seconds available. Motorway service stations starting now.
When Edward Munch was approached by a motorway service station to reproduce his painting of The Scream, he picked Nicholas Parsons as his model. The celebrated broadcaster stood in front of the painter. The celebrated artist said, "You'll have to lose the blazer." What happened there?
Graham challenged.
I believe there was two celebrations.
There were two celebrations.
Two celebrations. So, Graham, you had a great challenge. You have a point for that. 17 seconds starting now.
I believe motorway service stations are a calorie-free zone. Things...
Zoe challenged.
I don't think Graham's ever been in a motorway service station.
They
are temples of absolute sugary, treaty towns.
My point is, I think you can eat them in there.
Calorie free. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Sorry, then I totally misunderstood. I thought you meant there were no calories in a motorway service station.
I thought that too.
I feel it's like a calorie amnesty when you're in there.
Oh, I see. Yes. Anything goes.
Yeah, anything goes.
Entirely.
Things you would never eat, shovel down you in a motorway service station.
A tray of donuts.
Free. Yep. Have it.
Excuse me. Have you two finished?
Yep, sorry.
Graham, you have the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
And you have 12 seconds still available. Motorway service stations starting now.
Is there no Ginsters with table service? Ooh, to sit down and have one of their products on a nice ceramic plate. Wouldn't that be delicious? And perhaps not the temperature of a corpse.
So Graham Norton was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point and is equal with Zoe Lyons in the lead. And we're with Josie Lawrence to begin. And the subject is palm reading. 60 seconds starting now.
I think of myself as quite a mystical, spiritual person, but there's something about palm reading I don't quite get, mainly because Madame Doris, when I was in my 20s, gave me a palm reading and got quite a lot of things wrong. For example, she told me I'd have two children, but I haven't, unless they popped out when I wasn't looking and are now fending for themselves. She also made the prediction that I would meet the man of my dreams and marry him. But look, Nicholas Parsons is already married. So that didn't happen either. But a lot of people really believe in palm readings. It goes back to the Hindu times and Chinese, and they all believed that you could see your fate simply in the palm of your hand. Now, the lifeline goes from the top of the thumb around this little fleshy...
Judy, that's just an awful happening. Someone begins with a subject and keeps going for 60 seconds. So you get a point for speaking, the whistle went, a bonus point for not being interrupted, and you've taken the lead one ahead of all the others. And Paul, we're with you to begin. Subject which I think you probably know something about, Buster Keaton. Tell us something about that great comedian in this game, starting now.
I've never heard of him. Buster Keaton was born in 1895, died in 1966, and in between he was a vaudeville performer before getting into movies in the 1920s. His directorial vision is often described by critics as being unique, but he was one of many great performers of that time. Buster Keaton believed in the purity of the joke. So rather than trying, for example, let me explain, there was one particular routine where a stage caveman had to throw a rock at another person of a similar part-time in history. He hit the spherical boulder back at the previous gentleman I mentioned, but instead of doing it in three shots, one throw-in, second hit-in, third one, man collected it.